Scott Warden, Brad Bischoff, two-thirds of the Wardens joining me on the show. How are you doing today?
Morning,
Rob. Doing great, thanks, Rob.
First of all, I just want to say big congratulations as recipients of the Mayor Spotlight on the Arts.
Yeah, you betcha. We're really excited about that and quite proud of it.
For those who aren't familiar with the Wardens and what the group is all about, who are the Wardens?
Ray Schmidt, Brad, and myself. We call ourselves Rocky Mountain Roots. It's folk roots, taste of country in there. Brad and I worked as park wardens for 35 years each, and so we're bringing that depth of storytelling and experience to the show. And Ray still works for parks. He's worked for about 15 years. The show is about, you know, mountain rescues, backcountry horse trips, grizzly bears, wildlife conflict stories, intermixed with the music that we've written ourselves that corresponds to the stories leading up to the music. And we have, if the theater is right, we have a slideshow that loops behind us, timed to the songs.
You guys have really expanded over the last number of years, from playing in campgrounds to recording a couple of albums, and I understand opening for a big sold-out show earlier this summer.
Thanks, Rob. We opened for Blue Rodeo in early July at the prestigious Banff Center at the Shaw Amphitheater, and it was a real thrill for us to be involved with the guys, you know, when the big Blue Rodeo machine rolled into town and the whole scope of their production there. It was a fantastic experience for us, and to meet the guys as well, and to play in front of a hometown crowd at the Banff Center for 1,650 people was really quite something. Our biggest show before that was 300 people at the Pinoca Legion. So that was a big step up for us. And we've been going full steam ahead. Got plans for a third record this fall. Hopefully down in Lethbridge again with our good producer, Leroy Stagger. And we just got back from a 9-day tour of Alberta and Saskatchewan. And have several shows booked throughout the fall and into 2016 as well.
If you're recording a new album, that means you must be writing or have written some new music then.
Yeah, we have all the songs that are ready to go. Just a matter of tightening them all up and rehearsing them so they're studio ready.
And getting the money together for it.
I bet you've learned a lot about what it takes to record an album over the last number of years here.
Yeah, it's a lot more than what we originally thought, for sure. It's a lot of work, but the end product's worth all the work.
What does it mean to you to receive a recognition like this Mayor Spotlight?
For me, it's really special, and Brad too, and Ray, because we've had such great support from our hometown crowds here in Canmore and Banff. So to get it from our own town like Canmore is very special in that way.
The Mayor Spotlight on the Arts recipients, the Warden, Scott Ward, Brad Bischoff, two-thirds of the Wardens. Of course, Ray Schmidt couldn't be here today, but congratulations, and thanks so much for joining me on the show today.
Thanks
Thank
very
you
much,
very much, Rob.
Appreciate it.